I think I got it. Hi, good morning. Oh, here comes some more friends. Come on, have a seat. It's so nice to see all of you in church this morning. I think we have some room up here if you're not brave enough. That's okay. That's all right. I got a story this morning to share with you. It's a special story called a parable. A parable is an earthly story that has a special heavenly meaning. Okay. I just told you. It's a story that has a special meaning, a heavenly meaning, a spiritual meaning. This one is not one of the parables that Jesus told. Jesus told a lot of parables in the Bible, but this is a story about a farmer and a pumpkin. How many have their pumpkins already? You got your pumpkins already? Yeah, it's an exciting time of year, huh? Well, this is a special story for you then. You know what, I said I didn't need help, but maybe holding the mic would be helpful. Okay. So here's the farmer and his pumpkin. It's a big one, right? The farmer lived way out in the country. He had a pumpkin patch on his farm. He planted small little pumpkin seeds, and they grew into big orange pumpkins. The farmer watered those pumpkin vines and patiently waited for them to grow. Now, the farmer's kind of like God, and this is how it is. The farmer planted the pumpkin plants in the pumpkin patch. God made the earth and all the people on the earth. The farmer took care of the pumpkin vines. God takes care of each of us. Finally, by October, there were big orange pumpkins in the farmer's pumpkin patch. Some were tall and skinny. Some were short and round. Some had bumps and lumps. They were all pumpkins, and the farmer planted all of them and took care of all of them. One day, the farmer chose a pumpkin for a special project. He didn't choose it because it was the best pumpkin or the biggest pumpkin. In fact, it was the dirtiest pumpkin in the farmer's patch. But the farmer chose it anyway because he loved it. Now look what he did. He washed it clean and carried it in from the field. Even though the farmer washed the dirt off the outside of the pumpkin, the inside of the pumpkin was still dirty. All pumpkins have this slimy, yucky stuff inside. That had to go. So the farmer cleaned it out and threw it away. That yucky, slimy stuff inside the pumpkin, it's like the sin inside of us. The Bible says we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. God made a way that our sin can be forgiven and washed away. God even says he'll throw our sins away as far as the east is from the west. The Bible says while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us because God so loved the world that he gave his only son. So whoever believes in him will not perish but have life. Next, the farmer did something special. He gave the pumpkin a new smiling face. Bible says God can make us a new creature too. Just like the pumpkin that was filled with yuck became a jack-o'-lantern with a happy face. Here's how the Bible says it. Listen, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Ooh, then the farmer did something else really special. After he cleaned out the inside of the pumpkin, he didn't leave it all hollow and empty. He put a little white candle inside. And he lit the wick. The Bible says God put his light inside of us. This is how it says it. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made the light shine in our hearts. Oh, look how pretty. Now that pumpkin glowed as the people passed by. They saw that smiling pumpkin and they smiled back. They knew that once again the farmer had taken a simple pumpkin and changed it into a glorious sight. So we can be a glorious sight for others who see the love of Jesus in us. The Bible says, at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Thank you for coming up, guys. Let's say a little prayer. Thank you, God, for loving us, for choosing us as your own, for cleaning us up from our sin, and putting your light inside of us. Amen.